أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا ينفقون أموالهم ليصدوا عن سبيل الله فسينفقونها ثم تكون عليهم حسرة ثم يغلبون والذين كفروا إلى جهنم يحشرون ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب ويجعل الخبيث بعضه على بعض فيركمه جميعا فيجعله في جهنم أولئك هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 36 and 37 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum very great hope, and at the same time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the strategy that the Quraysh had used and would use against Islam, against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. When Abu Sufyan's caravan had escaped at the time before the Battle of Badr, like we had discussed, and this army had left from Makkah and they had met with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in Badr, and Allah ta'ala had given a crushing victory to the Muslims. The defeat of the Quraysh was not accepted by them. When they had returned to Makkah Mukarramah, many had lost many close family members, fathers, brothers, etc. So they went to Abu Sufyan and they said to him that all of this was in the interest of your caravan, your trade caravan, and that trade caravan escaped unharmed, no damage, no loss. The loss is ours. We had this great loss, and now we want some compensation for the loss, and hence from the profits that are accrued from this trade caravan, we should be remunerated. And the whole intention of this remuneration was not for personal gain, but we will put these monies together and then we will once again prepare and go and launch another attack on Medina Munawwara. And in this way, Abu Sufyan and those members that were partners in this caravan, trade caravan, the goods, belongings, etc., they all agreed. A huge sum of money was then given to individuals that made these claims of compensation, and hence then thereafter the following year they had prepared for the Battle of Uhud. Also together with this, we would recall that when Abu Jahl and his army had left from Makkah Mukarramah, all the pomp and all the extravagance, opulence that they had showed insofar as the eating, drinking, etc. was concerned, to feed 1,000 people every day, 3 meals a day, is a very expensive task, and a great amount of money was also spent there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to all of this, and Allah is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Certainly those who disbelieve spend their wealth, لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people here would refer to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Why did those leaders of Makkah in the initial stage spend? They could have desisted and not gone forth because the caravan was safe, but then they formed this army, they spent huge amounts of money, and now again after the battle there's a huge amount of money that is paid in compensation. All of this liyasuddu an sabilillah, to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba. And like that, this ayah continues till the day of Qiyamah, that all the spending that all the kuffar and the enemies of Islam spend, all of it is liyasuddu an sabilillah, to stop the believers from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the news that Allah ta'ala gives us as reciters of the Quran? That same news Allah ta'ala had given to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا, they will spend in the near future also. In other words, their spending will continue. We saw then the Ahzab that had taken place, the Battle of the Trench, the Confederates that had taken place. Again, huge sums of money was spent. And of course, that was the actual fall of the Quraysh of Makkah insofar as the final, the financial strength was concerned. And thereafter, they had no financial backing to ever they again march upon Medina Munawwara. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا, soon they will spend their wealth once again. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً, then it will become a means of remorse, a means of regret, that when they sit back, and if you look at the contemporary issues of the world, wherever there were invasions, when they look back and they do the calculations, the amount of money that was spent for what they had achieved is absolutely phenomenal. The achievement was absolutely zero, and their spending went into trillions of dollars, and hence Allah Ta'ala says that this is the hasrat. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, Allah Ta'ala said, then a time will come when they will be overpowered. Of course, that time will come when we change our amal, we change our deeds, we change our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the commitment to this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ, the losses of this world is one loss, but the loss of the hereafter, those who disbelieve, they will be then driven, they will be assembled in the fire of Jahannam. Why all of this? That is their hasrat. But from the side of Allah Ta'ala, لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would separate al-khabith. Allah Ta'ala will separate the impure from the pure. Impure will also mean iman, impure will mean kufr, and tayyib will mean iman, so that Allah Ta'ala will differentiate between iman and kufr, and Allah Ta'ala will show this very clear line and differentiation between iman and kufr. And also, whatever they spent was ill-gotten wealth, and whatever little the believers had spent, that was pure wealth. Whatever lives they had given was impure, it was in the path of kufr. Whatever lives the believers had given that was pure, it was in the path of Allah. Whatever blood they had spilt was in the path of kufr. Whatever the believers had spilt was in the path of Allah. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this distinction. وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the khabith, Allah ta'ala will make the impure, some of it part of others. In other words, ulama have given different interpretations. One is this, that there was ill-gotten wealth that was spent, and the result of it also will also be impure. The other is this, that the fire of Jahannam is also al-khabith. In other words, although it is the creation of Allah, but in it is the punishment, and that ill-gotten, that kufr of theirs is only befitting for the fire of Jahannam. And on the other hand, that tayyib, that pure lives that the Muslims had given, the wealth that they had given, all of it will earn the pleasure of Allah, and it will then bring about Jannat in the hereafter. فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will heap them all together, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for them the fire of Jahannam. In other words, they will be placed in the fire of Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, Allah says they are the real losers in the eyes of Allah. They could have won a battle or two here in this world, but in the eyes of Allah forever they will be losers. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.